This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm watching the highlight of Josh Doctson going over top of former Redskin David Amerson for the 52-yard touchdown catch, and Cousins is completely right. I mean, Amerson is in great position. The throw, really, up until the last second, looks like it's going to be picked off. But you see this all the time with the big A.J. Green-like wide receivers around the NFL. Just give the dude a chance to moss somebody. Let the 6'4 receiver go get the football.
There's some people that are just born to do it. They really
are. I
hope
Cousins does more of that. I think Cousins dislikes throws that have a higher percentage to be intercepted because the beginning of his career was marred by so many picks, and the book on him was that he throws a lot of them. Now, if you look at the numbers, since he became the starter, he really doesn't throw many interceptions. But I think that comes sometimes at the expense of taking shots like that play last night. But when you watch around the league, it happens from time to time with big first-round receivers like Doctson. And it looks like a bad throw 75-80% of the way there. And then Doctson goes and gets it, and Amerson is just useless as he's basically being turned around into the end zone.
The Redskins felt pretty comfortable throwing to wherever David Amerson was covering, if you noticed that. He was in on a lot of plays, made a lot of tackles in that ballgame because passes were completed into his general area. They didn't have an issue targeting whoever David Amerson was covering, almost as if they had some inside information that the guy's not that good.
I loved this from Josh Norman post-game last night. Remember that Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree were both chirping and doing a lot of trash talking about the Redskins secondary leading up to this game. Josh Norman was asked about this. Scott Abraham of Channel 7 asked the question. I got this audio from his Twitter account. This is great.
Josh, there was a lot of talk of Crabtree and Cooper coming into this game. Did you take that personally as a secondary?
Personally? What was personal?
Just of all the
talk. Other than them getting their tails whooped. Well, it's personal. I mean, you know, first and foremost, you don't come in here and say what you're going to put up on somebody. 200 yards? Did he even catch two balls? You only caught one, huh? So please, whatever you do, do not run your mouth for your wide receiver and you expect to show up on Sundays, because I'm telling you, we are here and we're waiting. Don't come out here and tell me what you're going to do. Show me. You'll have to run through me to get that. We ain't letting that happen. So, whatever that young cat said, Coop, go and take it back. Crabtree, I have nothing to say to you. Yes, I may be cover two, but I'm cover one, too. I'm cover one, I'm cover two, I'm cover three, and cover four. All of them. All that ingredients and making a perfect attack. That's what he did, man. I don't do all the extra stuff. But when you come out here on this field, you're going to see about us. And Sherman was right. He say he was sorry, but I don't think he's sorry. He sucked. I'm gonna be honest with you, you don't come out here and do that extra stuff, man. We don't play that out here. You may want to check the stat sheet. You may want to check the person who you're going against next time, because we ain't playing that, man. I try to keep everything all copious, steady, and cool. But when you cross the line, when you do all the extra stuff, we don't play that out here, man. Boys showed up. They played some heck of a ball today. And I can't, you know, be more proud of, you know, everybody being in arms and on deck.
I like to keep it copious, steady. Josh Norman's the best.
I like that he was cutting a promo, and then he went back to, yes, and also, by the way, a lot of credit to my teammates, thank everybody for playing very hard. And good job as a team effort.
Mid-promo, I'm going to beat you at SummerSlam, brother, and you better bring it in the ring. And also, happy birthday, Mom. That's basically
I love the pivot, because he's like, I'm going to get this thing out there. We don't play that. We don't mess around. And then, by the way, I just want to congratulate my teammates on a job well done. Good effort by everyone.
Dar, I want to replay that, if you don't mind. I just want to replay that entire thing. I love it that much. Am I overrating how good this is?
I think you're overrating it. It's awesome.
He's talking so much trash. They just held Cooper, who's a stud, and Crabtree had three touchdowns last week to one catch each. And he's so angry and mad. He's so upset that they had the nerve to call him out. Josh Norman in the locker room.
Josh, there was a lot of talk of Crabtree and Cooper coming into this game. Did you take that personally as a secondary?
Personally? What was personal?
Just of all the
Other than them getting their tails whooped. Well, it was personal. I mean, you know, first and foremost, you don't come in here and say what you're going to put up on somebody. 200 yards? Did he even catch two balls? You only caught one, huh? So please, whatever you do, do not run your mouth. You're a wide receiver, and you expect to show up on Sundays, because I'm telling you,
he's so
we are
angry.
Here, and we're waiting. Don't come out here and tell me what you're going to do. Show me. You'll have to run through me to get that.
Hang on one second. That happen. Do you think this is an act at all? I don't. When he first came here and you and I weren't sold on him, the thing I kept saying over and over again is, I don't love his act. The more I see it up close and personal, like yesterday in the locker room next to him, but also ask players on the team about him, the text messages he sends Kirk Cousins to pump him up and other players and stuff, this is not an act. I think this is 100% authentic.
It's going to sound bad, but I don't mean it
to be. You think he's a WWE wrestler? I think this is who Josh Norman is.
So you think, and this is the best possible usage of this term, but you think he's kind of like a bona fide crazy person that like is, walks around this way?
I'm sure of it.
With like seven dudes named Chip on his shoulder.
Yes, I believe this is Josh Norman being real. Keep going.
We ain't letting that happen. So whatever that young cat said, Coop, go and take it back. Crabtree, I have nothing to say to you. Yes, I may be cover two, but I'm cover one too. I'm cover one. I'm cover two,
this
I'm
made
cover
no sense.
Three, and cover four. All of them. All that ingredients and making a perfect attack.
That made
That's
no
what he
sense.
Did, man.
Little Ultimate Warrior.
I don't do all the extra stuff. But when you come out here on this field, you're going to see about us. And Sherman was right. Say he was sorry, but I don't think he's sorry. He sucked. I'm going to be honest with you. You don't come out here and do that extra stuff, man. We don't play that out here. You may want to check the stat sheet. You may want to check the person who you're going against next time, because we ain't playing that, man. I try to keep everything all copious, steady, and cool. But when you cross the line, when you do all the extra stuff, we don't play that out here, man. Boys showed up. They played some heck of a ball today. And I can't, you know, be more proud of, you know, everybody being in arms and on deck.
Did he keep it coping steady or not?
I'm not even certain if he did or not. I'm not even sure what coping steady means. I do know this.
I believe it's a form of copacetic.
Well, yeah, copacetic, cope and steady. By the way, it's like a great mixed drink at like a speakeasy.
Josh Norman. He won the game by dominating, as Wookiee of the Year points out, and he's so angry at his opponent, his voice is almost shaking. That's what I love about this. His voice is shaking. He is legitimately upset.
Like personally affronted.
He was personally offended by Cooper and Crabtree.
Crabtree and Cooper, you thump your fantasy draft profile. Coming here talking about 316 yards. You had two catches for 13. And this secondary, Bashaud Breeland, Kendall Fuller, Monte Nicholson, we whooped your ass. Bring that mess into FedEx one more time so we can stomp a hole in it.
Give me a 1 to 10. 1, get this guy off the team. 10, you love him. Josh Norman.
Wow. I wasn't ready. Okay.
Because on this, I'm a 9.5.
I think I'm an 8. I think I'm an 8.
Only an 8?
I don't want to say only an 8. 8 is pretty great.
But what about a
9? It's pretty great. You know what 10s get reserved for? The jerseys that are retired up top. 10. You know
That's
what my 10s are?
I didn't give him a 10.
My 10s are 44. My 10s are 81. My 10s are Joe Jacoby.
Are you going Doc Walker on me? You need to win the game to win a championship,
no.
Or else you can't be a 10?
I'm talking about like a decade of pure, dependable joy. I'm okay. Talking about a decade where I just know what I get, and I'm never going to be let down
Zach
by you.
Zach Brown? 10.
You're 10 and Zach Brown?
I'm 10 and
he's
Zach Brown.
He's on a one-year guy.
I know. You think I don't know he's on a one-year? You think I haven't been mad about him being on a one-year since
You can't let yourself get to a 10.
I'm
this
a
is
10.
The girl that right that might she might leave you, dude. This supermodel has options.
Hard eye emojis on Zach Brown guy. I love that dude. I love him. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. What do you think of Josh Norman's comments about Crabtree and Cooper? And this young guy, Coop, did you even catch two balls?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper was a terrible sitcom. It was done in the 90s. Take that act down the line.
Happy Chris Thompson Day on Grant and Danny. Your calls are next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.